Hamid is fucked. He knows it now. If he hadn't let his boss convince him to stay an extra hour to finish installing the last air conditioner, if he hadn't stayed to work inside Israel for nearly a month already, all that pay carefully folded into his wallet and, for good measure, his socks. If he wasn't rattled and jumpy hearing about the boy the Jews beat half to death in a settlement parking lot last night, if he actually had a permit to be here, if. By the time Hamid got to the bus stop, it was mid-morning. He was supposed to wait for a bus that would take him in the general direction of Jerusalem. From there, he could get home to Bethlehem. He waited at an overhang by a highway, cars rushing by. On the other side of the road were a gas station and an American-style waffle place. A few Jews were waiting for buses, women with their hair covered, tending to babies. Guys, maybe his own age, talking over a cell phone that blasted the latest Israeli pop song to rip off Palestinian music. "My beloved, my beloved, my beloved," the singer trilled in Arabic. Hamid's real phone doesn't get service this far inside the Jewish areas, so he used his shitty phone, the one with an Israeli SIM card, to read about Salem Abu Khdeir. Someone posted what looked like security footage of the beating, but his phone wouldn't load it. At the bus stop, Hamid began noticing how the Jews his own age seemed to be drifting closer to him, saying something among themselves that made them laugh, and then looking at Hamid again. He wondered if they had seen the video. He wondered if they were in it. Fuck this, he decided, and the next bus that stopped, he got on, not even bothering to ask the driver where it was heading. Anything was better than being beaten half to death in some suburban bus stop, right? Wrong. Because now he is so spectacularly fucked. Ever since the bus flew by the junction and continued down the highway, he has known that he is fucked. Because this bus will not take him to the outskirts of Jerusalem, to a place where nobody checks your hawiya to see if it's green or blue, to see if you're from the West Bank, to see if you're allowed to be here without a permit. No, this bus will take him, he's sure now, deep inside, all the way to Tel Aviv, all the way to the central station, a place where every hawiya is checked as they funnel you out of the exits, a place where he'll be caught. Fucked. On the highway, they speed deep into the interior of the Jewish state, past fields of brown grass. In the distance, dystopian-looking power plants vibrate. Signs for Tel Aviv begin to appear. Hamid presses a hand up to the glass. "Breathe," he tells himself. There are probably a lot of bus stations in Tel Aviv. He doesn't actually know this to be true, but it stands to reason. There are a lot of stations, so who's to say that this bus is going to the one station that he absolutely, absolutely cannot enter? Ask someone, he begs himself. It might not be too late. He might be able to get out before they pull into the central station, before he's forced to show his hawiya and his expired permit to the soldiers there. But he doesn't move. The bus's seats have soft fabric that was probably itchy once, long since worn away. He's sitting near the back, and there's nobody immediately next to him, but there are people around. A tourist-looking white lady, European maybe, writes in a journal. A couple speaks Hebrew a few places up. In the back, some tired, refugee-looking black guys watch something on a cell phone held between four hands.